The place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell, we get fed in our cell. We don't come out our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. Like, they simply say that they're short-staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short-staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing, what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way, or shape, or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Low Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My
son was just hollering, we're Tori. Like,
tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping on the love train.
We might got a couple seats left.
Listen, he ain't going to be it. Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash.
That's just my take.
See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute. I think
the line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. I guess something happened with
you, boy.
And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
They just zapped you.
I wanted to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, they cool, they calm.
Now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready, we ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tori Lowe Show,
live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue, and I'm here for the action
and none but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's Monday.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land? Truth Nation. Thank you for joining me this April 21st, 2025. We got another powerful show for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Now, it's Monday, and you know how we get down on a Monday. We get that Monday prayer. Let's get the miracle minister, Kevin, on the lines. How you doing, Minister Kevin?
Hey, Tori, I am blessed. How you doing, my friend?
Hey. We all right.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. How was your Easter, or as they call it, Easter?
The Resurrection Sunday.
Right. I know people call it Easter, some people call it Resurrection.
Hey.
Some people don't call it anything at all.
Some people do the Easter Bunny with the eggs and stuff like that.
To which is all.
Right.
I got no combination. Anything you do,
every day is a blessing.
Do what you feel.
Every day is a blessing.
Every day.
I count every day as a blessing, as another day to get it right. So, but I had lost one of my friends, one of my community bros, and it was a tough weekend because I was dealing with that situation all weekend.
Yeah, I drove past her yesterday. They had a balloon release out there.
Right.
And I said, I thought Tori might be out here.
Yeah.
Actually, being Pastor Melton drove by there Saturday. Yeah, we drove by there Saturday. I think you had the balloon release on Saturday afternoon. And we drove by. We was going to check on one of our brothers from the church who was having a hard time as well. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we would definitely have to stop by. So I think Tori probably out here and would definitely love to stop by. But we was on our way to deal with another issue.
Right. It's a lot of things going on. And like I said, we got to make sure that we stay mindful and prayerful. It's a lot of things going on out here. But like I said, this is what it is. This is when you're out here and you're dealing with the situations. It ain't nothing new. It's just, we just try to stay hopeful and prayerful and do what we can. Every situation is different, and we try to do what we can to bring a resolve. And that's it. And then you keep it moving. Because let me tell you this. Between Friday and today, I got 9 families that I have to deal with, like, just between Friday and today on totally different concepts. So I try to my best to try to keep it in line, like to line it up, because many times those 9 families have to get in line with the people that came before them. So I got to try to figure out how to rotate everybody in so I can get them all taken care of or do whatever I can. So it's just always continuous work when you're on the front lines. And I appreciate you and Minister Pastor Milton for being on these front lines, because it's not easy.
Right, because we also have that 17-year-old who lost his life 3:00 on Easter morning.
Right.
Or Sunday morning. Yeah, I mean, that's crazy, too. And you kind of reminded me of a football player out there.
Right.
Running back out there, ready to go take it to the next level of education and put his skills to use, and he loses his life out there at 3:00 in the morning. And, it's like, what do you do? Where are you safe at,
Hey.
You try to do the right thing. You're doing sports. You continue your education. You and that's what we work with basketball, our youth, that age, together. And it's sad to see that kind of thing happening to our youth, because they're striving for something, you know, to get out of the hood, go to college, or and become something better, you know. They're striving, and still, you know, they're not exempt from the evil works of people out there. You know, they're not exempt.
Right.
That's why we got to keep praying for them, you know, because,
we
you know,
gotta stay praying.
Yeah, we lost one, but, yeah, you know, we lost one of them out there during that time when he was trying to kill, but it could have been several that right. we lost out there. So, you know, we have to keep praying and keep an eye on our youth. I'm sure you plan on talking about that today as well. I know you lost your friend Maurice and everything. But it's just crazy the way things are going in this world, you know.
Right. Well, I'll say this. I'll say this. You know, prayer changes things. And as we continue to move forward, I'm sure there's going to be multiple things going on. But we always got to stay mindful and have the empathy and sympathy for each other. And I always tell people this. Don't wait until it's your family before you want to cry out. Get out here. Get on the front lines. Let's get to work. Let's continuously be about that action. So when your time of need come, you'll get the same energy, the same respect for your situation. And I tell people, what affects one of us affects all of us. So we all have to tap in and do our part to make sure that we have safer, more prosperous communities.
Yeah, because we got to realize things going to happen. You know, pray if things going to happen, but you want to be exempt from something. You want God to show you favor with some things. You know, just like with my case, prayer didn't stop me from being shot, but it did keep me alive. You know, so we want to keep praying because we don't know how God's going to work in the situation. You know, a lot of things are going to happen, but we got to hope that we can survive it so we can learn from it. We can get better from it. We can be encouraged by others who survive things. You know, there's so many things to learn. It don't just stop at death itself. There's a lot more life continues to go on. We got to learn for the life that's continuing to go on. You know, do I want my family living in the city? Do I want my people being out in the streets? Do I want whatever? Even if it comes down to just having life insurance, we got to learn something from somewhere. No matter what happened, good or bad, we got to learn from it. And I hope that there's something that's learned from this horrible tragedy. I hope somewhere somebody learned that we could do better somewhere. Somebody may decide, I'm going to put down my gun because I lost my friend. And because guns are not helping the community none. Hopefully something positive will come out of this tragedy. I pray that it does.
I agree. Hey, and then... you know, one of your clergy members, Pope Francis, died at 88. The Pope.
Yes, I see that this morning too. You know, he held on for a long time. It's a long life.
Mm.
But you know, and I will say to somebody, no matter how old you are when you pass, ain't nobody ready for you to die. I don't care. My mom was 90. It don't matter. I wanted her to live another 90.
Right.
You know, you're never going to be ready for it. So, yeah, he's gone now, and hopefully that they'll move in a positive direction with that, with the new Pope. You know,
I was listening to Brother Kyle. Maybe put your name in the hat.
Radio. No, I think my name will fit in that hat.
Don't you put that evil on me, oh, Ricky wow. Bobby.
Hey, maybe you can, you know, straighten up a lot of things. Touch on a lot of issues that ain't been touched on. Hey, well, I won't say that. Let me pick better words.
Bruh.
No, we ain't touching right. We ain't touching on nothing, bro.
I done said the wrong thing.
What do you mean by that?
Okay. That wasn't intended. No pun intended.
I picked up on it.
That's why we need prayer. That's why we need prayer, Truth Nation. Hey, look, I'm going to need everybody to gather around. However you consuming the show today, gather around your devices, the radio, the YouTube. Let's get on one accord today. And we appreciate the Miracle Minister, Kevin, for coming on, as always, on Monday, bringing us this Monday prayer so we can stay on one accord and try to, you know, keep that covering and protection on us all week. And we thank you, Miracle Minister Kevin.
Lord, you see the trouble that has plagued our land. Revive us again. Our youth are setting their disputes out on the streets in so many ways of violence that it boggles our minds. Revive us again. Our adults are lost in how to reach them. As many that are out there being afraid or not even concerned about them, and therefore we are at a loss for our youth. Revive us again. Our elderly are feeling disregarded and thrown away by their families and our government. Revive us again. Lord, you came down to earth, lived among men, humble yourself to the cross, die for our sins so that we may have life eternal. And yet here we are dying physically in the streets, emotionally in our homes, and spiritually in our church. Revive us again. I speak life and life more abundantly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hey, anything else you want to say, Miracle Minister Kevin?
As always, my brother, stay cool, stay calm, and stay focused.
All right, Truth Nation, when we come back, we'll get into the show. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. It was a lot going on this weekend. Once again, my condolences go out to the family of Maurice Williams. Big Herc lost his life at work, bouncing security at a local establishment, Gold Diggers. So we've been working to try to make sure that you know, that he has the proper burial. So once again, my condolences go out to everybody that's been affected. He was on the show a couple times for the CLE Panthers when they were the youth football team. Definitely dedicated to mentoring the young people. And I'll say this, you know, when situations like this, when we lose people who are actually trying to help mentor and work with the kids, it's a huge loss in our community. Anytime somebody is dedicating themselves and their lives and their work to helping improve the conditions of the youth and steer them in the right direction, and when we lose them, no matter how they go, it's tough. It's tough because now a lot of lives, there's a hole in a lot of different lives, you know, and that hole need to be filled. I'll say this, I had conversations with some of the youth football people, and from this situation, I guess next fall I'll be involved in some of the youth sports ideas. I'll start getting involved because it's just time. You know, this situation kind of brought me full circle as far as I wanted to do it later in life. DJ Brother Z always said I wanted to be a coach or a mentor. Because with kids, you got to be consistent. You got to be consistent. So if you're going to deal with the youth, the one thing that they pick up on is if you're consistent or not. And a lot of people in youth's lives are inconsistent. A lot of y'all think y'all can go talk to these kids and get this big Martin Luther King speech to these kids and then walk away like you did something. No, these kids still got to go back into their lives and whatever they're dealing with. And so you need to have a consistent approach. And I notice, I help them, but I'm not somebody that you would consider somebody to be a mentor that could be with them every day or every other day to be consistent like that. And I have not done that because I know how much energy it takes, because I do tragedy. I help a lot of families. I help them in time of need, in time of tragedy. But when it comes to the youth, you got to be consistent. And so after this weekend, I've made a decision to step in that arena. And as, you know, the months go by, days go by, we will definitely have a lot of conversations about how that looks. So I made the decision over the weekend to get involved in youth, the younger youth sports ideas, basketball and football. And we're working with people that I'll be working with to do that. So moving forward from this situation, I will be dedicating my time and energy to helping the youth. That's how I came up. I came up through mentors when I was in the youth leagues, and they helped me out and they kind of showed me how to do discipline ideas with myself, with my training, with my thoughts, and I needed that. So I knew that one day I was going to eventually have to go that direction, because I came out of that. So moving forward, I have made the decision to be a part of a youth league, football and basketball. And then once we get the idea together, we'll definitely present it to the public so you can get your young people involved in what we're doing. It's going to be powerful. DJ Brother Z. DJ Brother Z, I'm going to need my assistant coach. DJ Brother Z.
I know nothing about it. Hey. Y'all going to have a losing record.
Hey, we got to, you know, we got to step up. But like I said, I'm a big sports fan. I'm a big football person. I'm a big, you know, idealist when it comes to doing things. So we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Also, the Pope. A lot of people have been talking about the Pope. The Pope is has passed. We've been looking at some of the things about the Catholic Church. People have been weighing in on this. But, you know, I'll say this, you know, Pope Francis, I think that when we talk about the Pope, and if you're Catholic, with all of the issues that he inherited when he became the Pope, and, you know, he tried, you know, he was going around trying to, you know, mend a lot of those issues. But I don't know if he, you know, it's up to the Catholic Church to know if he actually, I'm not a Catholic person, but it's up to the Catholic Church to weigh him and rank him. But at the end of the day, you know, we see these things with the Catholic Church going on. A lot of times we talk about the things that went on with the children. But like I said, it's up to the Catholic people to really make that decision if he did a great job or not. We got some news. We got some news about what took place, how he passed. If you're watching as we broadcast live on YouTube, we got video. Let's listen.
Monday. Everyone, the Vatican has announced Pope Francis has died just hours after blessing the faithful on Easter Sunday.
Let's take a look at the Vatican right now. Of course, the Pope was recovering from double pneumonia and had been hospitalized for more than 5 weeks, but he showed fierce resolve in visiting with the faithful yesterday, briefly speaking before his Easter address was read.
The Vatican issued a statement just before 4 a.m. Eastern, saying a short while ago, His Eminence Cardinal Farrell announced with sorrow the death of Pope Francis with these words, "Dearest brothers and sisters, with deep sorrow, I must announce the death of our Holy Father Francis. At 7:35 this morning, the Bishop of Rome, Francis, returned to the house of the Father. His entire life was dedicated to the service of the Lord and his church." The statement went on to say, "He taught us to live the values of the gospel with fidelity, courage, and universal love, especially in favor of the poorest and most marginalized. With immense gratitude for his example as a true disciple of the Lord Jesus, we commend the soul of Pope Francis to the infinite merciful love of the one and true God."
The 88-year-old pontiff had been battling a series of health challenges in recent years, but continued to lead the church with unwavering determination. Now Catholics around the world are remembering a pope who changed the tone, if not the teachings, of the church. Here's ABC's Terry Moran with a look back at his life and legacy.
Abemus Papa.
When this soft-spoken man emerged onto the balcony at St. Peter's with a humble bow to the faithful and praying the Our Father,
buonasera.
Few expected a pope who would so radically transform the face of the papacy and the spirit of Catholics around the world. The first Latin American pope, Jorge Mario Bergoglio, he grew up in Buenos Aires, Argentina, the son of an Italian immigrant. Ultimately, Bergoglio couldn't resist the call from above, becoming a priest at 32, rising through the church hierarchy while shunning its trappings. As a cardinal, he sold off the church mansion, cooked his own meals, and rode the subway while helping the poor.
Oh, wow.
So it only seemed fitting that the new pope would take his name from St. Francis of Assisi, who dedicated his life to caring for the poor. Catholics now also had their first Jesuit pope, an order of priests devoted to service for the greater glory of God. He chose a modest guest house over the lavish papal apartment. And Pope Francis brought change from the start, alienating some Catholics, but inspiring more.
Antes de crear el mundo,
before creating the world,
Dios amaba.
God loved.
Porque Dios es amor.
Because God is love.
Instead of washing the feet of fellow...
God is love. Hey, they said he lived a modest lifestyle. He didn't want to live in the mansions. He didn't want to live in the gaudy lifestyle. And he rode the subway trying to help, trying to be closer to the people. So salute. Every religion got its problems. And we definitely talk about it right here on the Tory Lowe Show. But today is up for the Catholic Church to mourn, and we will send our condolences today to everybody that have been affected by this in a negative way. And just know we got a lot of work to do. And, hey, you know, one day I might be gone, DJ Brother Z, and you know what I mean? Everybody going to have to go that way. But I'll tell you this, you know, right now is just a time for those that are feeling hurt by this to heal, and prayer, healing, and moving forward. And how do we move forward, and how do we make the world a better place? These are the ideas we got to kind of put in our hearts and our minds. And like I said, the Catholic Church got a lot of problems. What are you going to do about it? We know what the problems are. What are we going to do about it? What are the people going to do about it? Talk about it or be about that action? I say it's time to be about that action. No matter what you believe, no matter where you at in life, just make sure you're doing everything you can to make the world a better place. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have a pop culture report. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Pop Culture Report brought to you by your boy Tory Lowe and DJ Brother Z today. Tony Smith out on the sun. So we're out in Arizona.
Somewhere golfing.
Golfing probably, hey. But we got this one because speaking of what the helly, Kanye West is making his round right now. Kanye West is definitely unloading a lot. Kanye West is claiming he and now incarcerated male cousin sexually experimented with each other when they were kids, an experience he turned into a new song called Cousins. We got the radio edit of the Cousins song. Okay, we can't play it. Did you hear it?
No, it just came out. So
it just came out, right. But I guess he made a song called Cousins. And this is what he posted on his social media platform. I think this was Instagram. He said, this song is called Cousins. It's about my cousin that's locked in jail for life for killing a pregnant lady a few years after I told him we wouldn't look in dirty magazines together anymore. I don't know how much I believe Kanye West, because he does extreme ideas. He does extreme ideas, but I guess he goes on to say, perhaps in my self-centered mess, I felt it was my fault that I showed him those dirty magazines when he was six, and then we acted out what we saw. He also goes on to say, my dad had Playboy magazines, but the magazines I found in the top of my mom's closet were different. My name is Ye, and I can't read that. Bruh. With his cousin when he was 14.
Swallowed up. Have you ever been swallowed
and
up?
And I'll say this. This is something that, you know, most families don't talk about. Incest, you know, things that happen with family members and things like that. But I'll say this. I looked up how common is incest in families, you know, and it happens. It happens more often than you think. And, you know, when they was teaching us how to play house when we was kids, hide, go get it. You know, there was, you know, where people would play hide and seek, but they called it hide, go get it, doctor, stuff like that. I mean, that could be considered, you know, or leading into the ideas of incest as well. And besides the real actual acts of incest that takes place. And I'll tell you this, you'll be surprised, you know, how many people have stories, things that took place when they were a child. And a lot of kids there, when they not properly taught, when you coming up and they find things like magazines or Playboy magazines and things like that. I remember we used to sneak around and try to find that stuff too. Like, oh, we saw it and we didn't know what it was, but then we just saw it and we kind of got what it was, you know what I mean? But we got to be more careful as far as education, because when you don't educate the youth, they're going to do something. And you may not even know. You may not even know what it is, or you may not find out until they become adults. We avoid sometimes the tough conversations. When I was in church, I always wonder why they never talked about sex. Like, because people was having sex. We had a young boy in our church that was 13 and got his babysitter pregnant. And I was wondering how he's going to be a father. And he's 13 and he's about to have a baby. So what I'm saying is we got to teach and have these tough conversations, because if you don't, somebody going to teach them, and you may not like the outcome. You may not like what they're teaching or how they're going to show them that. And so the curiosity and the one thing, this is what I don't like. This is what I don't like. We so reactionary. And that's because of the lack of knowledge, where people make a lot of their early mistakes in life because they don't know, or they don't have somebody there giving them the jewels and the tools that they need to kind of rationalize when it comes to sex, you know. So some people, when I go to these houses, when I go to different situations, it's definitely common. It's definitely common. But I'll say this, education is key. Elizabeth Brown, she got a whole book series. Author and advocate Elizabeth Brown, Lizzie B, the Busy Bee, got a whole book series for kids so you can teach the kids through storytelling and things like that. Because this is a real problem, you know, And now a lot of people laugh when they hear Kanye West say that this is what happened when he was a kid. But I'll tell you this. A lot of times, you know, a lot of people first experiences be somebody that's close to them, you know, when you coming up and you don't have discipline and you don't have people out here showing you this is how this is supposed to work. This is how you protect yourself. This is what you do. If you see this, let me know and I'll protect you. And even with that being said, you still going to have problems. So I when I see Kanye West saying things like this, then you see a lot of these people that, you know, they claim to be a billionaire. You know, he claimed to be a billionaire. And they have these stories. It's like they get the money and they still miserable, DJ Brother Z. It's like they make all this money. They could go anywhere in the world and they on TV looking crazy like Will Smith. Lately, Will Smith has been interesting because and Kanye and all of these people that you feel that they have a certain level of success, they getting interesting because now they're showing that you can have the money and still be mentally off, you know, or mentally in a dark space. A lot of y'all think if you get a lot of money, everything, all the problems going to be solved. But if you paying attention to Will Smith, who you know, are you paying attention to Kanye West?
That album was trash, by the way. I listened
to you. You listened to the album? The Will Smith album?
Yeah, it was trash. I couldn't even finish it. Like, I started it, and I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
I tried to listen to it, and I couldn't do it either. I couldn't listen to the whole thing either. But this is a serious thing that Kanye West is talking about, and a lot of people are like, oh, look at him. This is what he did. You know, I'll tell you this. A lot of people got situations that happened when they were young, you know, coming up. Things happen, you know what I mean? And I'll say this. We got to definitely educate. I'll say this. I don't see the education. Even when I was a deacon in church and they was preaching the Bible, they was talking about God, they was talking about all of this, but wasn't nobody telling us how to interact and how to deal with this. They just said abstinence. Wait till you get married. That's what they said. And you know that ain't gonna happen. It didn't happen with them. They didn't even wait. The person telling you to be abstinent,
damn,
ask them what happened with them how they experienced it. Did they choose abstinence? You got to be taught how to be abstinent. You can't tell nobody not to do something and just walk off. You got to train people how to equip their minds on how to battle the urges, the natural urges of the human body to be intimate. You know, after people go through puberty, this is just natural, birds and bees. But if you don't have the education on why you should do this, how you should do this, when you should do this, a real blueprint, ain't no telling what these kids about to do. Ain't no telling what person in contact with them gonna tell them because you ain't telling them. I never liked that about the church. I never liked it. I never liked that they didn't go into how to talk about how to interact when it comes to sex. And a lot of y'all think y'all kids don't know nothing about it. They just ain't telling y'all. Because I remember my grandma never told me what to do. You know, I had to go out in the streets.
You still figured it out?
Hey, you go. That's what they leave it. They leave it up to you to figure it out. They leave it up to you to figure it out. I figured it out.
Trial and error?
Let me tell you something. Trial and error. I didn't even know I was allergic to latex.
Bruh.
Till I figured it out.
Really?
I'm just saying. That's how I figured it out. We got Eastside Corey on the line. Eastside Corey, you on the new 101.7 The Truth. How you doing, Eastside?
I'm grateful and prayerful for myself and for you and your extended family. Having the opportunity to see your pal, your buddy, and his family with the team a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I was moved to tears on Friday, and, you know, I get emotional anyway. But that family was doing it, doing it. It was almost too good. Too good for this world.
Man.
We need, he can be more effective as a spirit because he is still in those young men, his spirit.
Right.
And they are going to miss him so much.
Man.
So much.
Hey, I'm trying to do this show, hey. I almost called in. I almost called in today. You know, it was tough.
Okay, it's okay.
I have to make sure that we get the message out there that we got to do it. We got to start chipping in. Everybody got to do a little, so nobody don't got to do a lot.
Yeah, but I have to learn how to work through the ugly cry and get my work done.
Right.
Through my emotions. I couldn't do this 10 years ago. So it shut me down. Shut me up. But I can work through it if I keep talking and keep prayerful. Work through the emotions and show them as a man. We can be emotional, but that doesn't make me weak. That makes me strong.
I agree. But Eastside Corey, did you have any comments on the Kanye West comments?
I don't even want to mention him with the same breath as your friend. He is not worthy. Right.
I agree.
And the last time Kanye, I side-eyed him, and I hate that he used the Lord to promote his albums and his music without really feeling it. It's all an act. And here he comes out with the KKK with the swastika. What are you doing, man? What are you doing? You're not helping at all. Go away.
You know, I'll say this. You know, when I see people doing extreme antics, even on a lower scale, I always say, okay, this is a cry for help. I always say that. Like, people, when they do extreme behavior, I was like, what's going on internal?
Like, he just wants the attention.
Right. And I used to see people, you know, some of my friends, they would, you know, if you're paying attention, you know, when they're acting normal, you know, they're laughing, having fun. And then all of a sudden, they just have these huge mood swings and they start acting out. I always ask them what's wrong. First thing, I don't see the crazy. I'd be like, okay, what can I do to help? What resources do you need? Like the brother that called in and said he was going to do something to me, you know. First of all, who would do that on the air? You know what I mean? Who would put that out there? You know what I mean? And so that lets me know something is mentally unstable. And what can we do to try to get you some help? That's it. You know what I mean? Kanye West is screaming for help. His mama died. One of the closest people to him died. And after that, I think that he just went off the rails.
Lost everything else after.
He went, you know, he got a divorce from two wives now, and he's getting extreme as the day goes on. And not to say that the situation with his cousin is not something that's real. That's something that took place. It's something it took place. But at the same time, the help that he's saying that he was getting, they were trying to medicate him and keep him in a medical coma. And that was Hollywood. Now, he need to really get back around some people that really care about him, get into a space where he can get some therapy, some real therapy, probably plant some trees, get grounded. Get his mind together, because it seems like every time Kanye West, he's getting more and more extreme. I wouldn't be surprised if we heard bad news, you know, the way he's going about him not being around, you know, because he's going in that direction where how you got all the money in the world, but yet you're still in a dark space. And like Eastside Corey said, you got to go away. We want him to go away, but I'm telling you, he's not going away because what's going on internally, he's just lashing out. And he may have some knowledge that he probably seen some things that we don't know, so he's probably trying to throw that out there. But at the same time, I believe internally he's tormented to me. That's what it gives off to me, that vibration. But look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show, Pop Culture Report brought to you by Tory Lowe and DJ Brother Z. DJ Brother Z, Hall of Fame tight end Shannon Sharp is making headlines. They're saying there's a lawsuit from a woman, they calling her Jane Doe. They're saying that there's a 13-page civil complaint filed in Nevada court, in Nevada State Court, that alleges that Shannon Sharp committed sexual assault, sexual battery, and among other of the things that they're claiming, physical assault on a young woman that he was in a relationship with. They're saying that he was in a rocky, casual relationship with this person that lasted nearly 2 years, but now she's claiming that he raped her.
It's filed by the same dude that filed that Diddy lawsuit, though.
Is it filed by the dude that did the Diddy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of those people, they dismissed a lot of those claims. Wow. Here we go. And I'll say this. I hope they're not making it bad for somebody that really gets raped. You know what I mean? Because now they're dismissing a lot of these cases, and they're just doing it for the headlines, but then you start looking into a lot of these cases and trying to see, you know, when you start doing your research, and it seems like, you know, these attorneys is just looking for, some of this is looking for a payday. I don't know. I like Shannon Sharp. I hope this he could work this through, but like I said, his name is in the headlines. I wonder, hey, will he give us a response with this, or will he just keep quiet and work it out through the legal situation? We're going to keep everybody up to date on that. Shannon Sharp, once again, is being sued by a former, somebody actually was in a consensual relationship with. Now she's claiming he committed assault, sexual assault, battery, and sexual battery. I'm going to keep y'all updated on this situation. I'm sure that he's going to respond. We're going to try to keep that. When we come, when he do it, we're going to try to make sure that y'all understand what's happening with it. When we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.